Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman. The football team won their quarterfinal round postseason matchup 34-26 against the Independence Mustangs at Mason Mock Field. The Cats won a back-and-forth affair against the Mustangs, and with the win, advanced to the Class 3A semifinals against Mount Vernon next Saturday, November 12th at the Unitone. I caught up with Coach Elman after the win against the Mustangs to talk about the victory and the upcoming challenge at the Unitone.
You've overtook Coach Thomas. Now you've taken this team now twice to the Dome. Congratulations,
Thank
Coach.
Thank you. It feels pretty good to see this happen for this group of seniors. You know, I think there was a lot of people. I mean, like I think I told you at one point, there's a lot of people that told me last year was great, Coach, going to be a tough one this year. And these seniors just didn't allow that to get to them. You know, they battled in the weight room all summer long. You know, I can't remember the numbers, but in the weight room before the game, Coach Dielman made a comment about how many reps we'd taken all summer, you know, because you can get that stuff off Team Builder, how many yards we ran all summer. And that, I just think, is a testament to our work ethic, how hard these kids work, you know, the time they're willing to put in. I mean, having guys playing baseball four or five games a week and then still showing up to lift on a regular basis, and it shows on the field. It shows up in their attitude, their effort, how hard they play. Nothing else matters now because we're going to the Dome again. And so that's a pretty special feeling. And, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a testament to what they've done for the past, you know, 4 years of their career. And these younger guys that have stepped in and filled roles, and, you know, having guys get hurt and having some of our underclassmen step in and play. You know, so proud of the way Cale Newell stepped in and played tonight. And really these last four games playing for injured guys, you know, when you lose a player like McCullough, it's hard enough. But then to have a guy who can step in and play like he has, and then have Engage step in and play at outside linebacker too for Deary. And I made sure to talk to both those guys because everything they've done is we're going to the Dome because of those guys just as much as anybody else.
Now with the win to finish off the season at Mason Mock Field, last two seasons 13-0 on this field. Dating back to 2020, you're 15-2 on this field.
That's pretty special.
I mean, some people will say, oh, you know, home field advantage, how much does it really mean? But you could tell when people come to Mason Mock Field, they hear Kid Rock playing, they know they're in trouble.
Yes, sir. You know, and speaking of stats, I found out this week that this was my 50th game here. So, I mean, it's a pretty special 50th game to be headed to Cedar Falls again next Saturday playing the Dome.
Now, in this game, back and forth, emotions, roller coasters.
Absolutely.
This has got to be the most tested this team's
been. Absolutely.
you don't even have to watch Humboldt football. This is the most tested this team's been.
That's the best team we've played all year.
Impressed were you to see your defense? They've gotten driven down on drives. They're facing, you know, Mitchell Johnson was just incredible tonight. On paper, you thought, okay, coming in, wow.
Yeah.
And then seeing him in person. But just talk about how impressed you were by the defensive play tonight and how they were able to come up big time and time again.
And that's just, I think, the testament to it all right there is they were, you know, little bend break, which was huge for us. And then the other thing, too, is that we just didn't let things get to us. I mean, we were in trouble no matter what we did. You know, after we got the turnover down here on that last drive of theirs, you know, I think the ball was on the 1-inch line from what it sounded like when we went out there. And it just was going to be tough. So to get that safety, but then to bounce back and then get an interception real close after that, you know, our kids just battle and they're battle tested. I think that's the other thing that people have to remember is that they go out and do this. I mean, we've had some games this year that have been tough, just grind out games. And so they're battle tested and they're going to be ready next week. You know, they're going to have a great week of practice. And I can't wait to get in the unit home again.
We saw the team walk out to midfield when we were at commercial break. And then, you know, for the final time. To be able to coach these seniors one final time, I know we talked about it during, and I don't want to get emotional. I was going to bring it out, and you know, I know you told me before, these don't make me emotional. But in their final game on this field, the second consecutive season with these guys, just what does it mean?
It means a lot, man, and it means a lot to coach in Humboldt. You know, to be given that opportunity, and then just to have people who believe in you. You know, to have your family behind you. Speaking of my family, my wife's birthday today, so what a birthday present for her. But just it means so much to see these guys get this win tonight to solidify who they are as a football team. You know, for them to be 21-2 over the past 2 years of their, you know, true varsity career, these seniors, and to play in the Dome twice is special. It's memories they're going to have forever and I'm going to have forever, and just can't say enough how proud I am of them and how much I love these guys. I love coaching these kids. I love coaching in Humboldt. Every bit of it special.
Well, Coach, final thoughts here. You know, as you're sitting looking on to a second Dome appearance.
Get your tickets. Get to Cedar Falls. Let's be loud again just like it was last year. Let's go, Cats. Let's take this thing.
And let's take it. You heard the man. Get your tickets, gas up, and let's head down to Cedar Falls together. Let's make it one big party here next Saturday. So thank you, Coach, for joining us here at 97.7 The Bowl. Go enjoy this win with the family and the entire team.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.